Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A. I'm joined by New York City's T-Rextacy. My brain keeps wanting to put the word nasty in there somewhere. That's what the way the letters are shaped. They are playing tonight at Cheer Up Charlie's. They've got a new album coming out at the beginning of next year. We'll talk about the road. We'll talk about the new album in just a couple minutes. First of all, thank y'all for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
What are we going to hear first?
It's a song called Baby. It's about wanting to be a baby.
Hey. Hello, KUTX. We are T-Rextacy. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Hop in the van and buckle up.
Hey, little baby, I wish I could be like you. Hey, little baby, I wish I could be you.
Here in Studio 1A with New York City's T-Rextacy. They're playing tonight at Cheer Up Charlie's. They've got a new album coming out at the beginning of next year. They've been on the road for about a month, is that right? But I mean, pretty much playing a show almost every night that whole month, and almost at the end, almost bringing it back home. Where are y'all at right now? How do y'all feel?
Well, we realized yesterday we've driven through 4 states and like 36 hours, maybe.
Including Texas?
Yes. So that, you know, we were sitting in our like soccer mom minivan watching DVDs on the soccer mom minivan player, and we were eating cold chicken from Walmart, and we were like, wow, we've really traversed.
That was Annie. I'm talking to Annie, Lyris, Abun, and Vera of T-Rextacy. And so y'all mentioned earlier about having the soccer mom van with the DVDs. What have y'all been watching ad nauseum? Or did y'all bring? I've been watching that too.
It's so good.
And I was actually thinking I didn't want to make a stupid joke, but I was like, I've only been to New York City once, and it was on a jazz band trip back in high school. But most of my like idea of New York, or my favorite version of New York, is what I've seen on Seinfeld.
It's funny because that show was shot in LA, so it's like, yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yep, a lot of people don't know that. So fake news, but
we're like all mostly from Upper Manhattan, so I don't know. For me, like that part of Seinfeld is very close to where I live, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel a lot of like protective ownership over the scenery and like the topography of the whole thing. Like, yeah, I've been to that diner, but I know it's bad.
Y'all had the new album coming out early next year. Your debut full-length was Jurassic Punk back in 2016. And I love the whole DIY aesthetic that y'all have. And that matched with your sound, staunchly putting y'all in the same league of like Taco Cat, Peach Kelly Pop, and all of those other wonderful feminist punk bands who have a lot to say but don't take themselves too seriously. Hmm. Which y'all just sang a song about wanting to be a baby. So, so there you
I'll
go.
I'll take it.
What else has been happening on the road?
Well, we actually just spent a couple days in California getting treated so well by our friends' parents. So very much in the vein of wanting to be treated like a baby. We're at the age where there's parents who want to treat someone like a child, you know? So we stayed in some like nice houses and were like cooked for by some really awesome parents and felt very taken care of and at home on the West Coast.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you get parents who are like empty nesters and they're like, oh, let me take care of you. Let me parent you. Do you need, clothes? Do y'all need your clothes washed? Okay.
We have so much water, so many water bottles in our car right now, like from so many well-meaning parents who are afraid we're not hydrated.
That's so nice. We're sitting here talking to New York City's T-Rextacy. They're playing tonight at Cheer Up Charlie's. They've got a new album coming out at the beginning of next year. Can we hear another song?
Yes.
64. No repeats or hesitation. I go first and you go second. Starting with names of
girls that you weren't sure if you wanted to be their friend or their girlfriend.
Aww.
Got coffee yesterday.
Do my face.
I got a lot of readings to do.
I care with you.
Why don't you come over and we'll hang out?
And make
out. I just will give you time and place.
I like
I'll be boyfriend,
girlfriend.
I'll be boy, girlfriend. Oh, we can just be friends, girlfriend. Or you can be boy, girlfriend.
I don't know.
City's T-Rextacy, the song Girl, Friend. It's their latest single, be on their new album coming out at the beginning of next year. They are playing Cheer Up Charlie's tonight, and man, what a delight that show's going to be. Also, thank you for that really cute intro at the beginning of the first song. I've never experienced that here before, and what great harmonies.
Thank you. We worked on those a lot in the car.
I liked the visual cues. Y'all are all very in sync with each other. I like it.
There's a lot of theater and like choir like floating around in the collective mind of this band.
Yes, the hive mind.
Not my mind.
Again, it's cooler than that.
We tricked Dave Boone into joining a musical theater troupe.
That's really what this is. This whole band is just performance art and the tour is just part of the whole thing. you've been tricked.
Yes.
At least there's Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Again, check T-Rextacy out tonight at Cheer Up Charlie's. And you can check out these two songs, the interview, and a bonus third song at kutx.org. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia team today is led by Gabrielle Perez and assisted by Salvador Castro, Hannah Edelman, and Emery Weaver. Deidre Gott is our wonderful Studio 1A producer. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.